Ranger 4K. Wireless security cameras with a range up to 600 metres.
Real estate time. This is your specialty, Emily. You work in the industry every day, don't you?
I do. I've been a property reporter for about 10 years now, but I only know a skerrick of what this man does.
His name is Ben Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates. Reedy, there we go.
Oh, I've never heard you call him that.
I never have, but I might start from now on.
Okay, there we go.
Reedy, good morning.
Good morning, DJ.
Did you get that at school, did you, Reedy?
Yeah, Reedy. Got Reedy on the footy ground and in the schoolyard, so that's the go-to.
Reedy, how did it travel last weekend?
Last weekend, we still had 948 auctions reported, and the clearance rate has dipped down to 58%. So, it's, you know, only around about one-third of auctions at the moment are selling on the day. We're finding that there's a portion that are selling prior to, but at 58%, you know, it's a balanced market, but there's it's not screaming away from us at the moment.
And we're not enjoying a super Saturday with numbers. However, there is a lot going on today. What are the figures?
There are 940 auctions across 274 suburbs today or over the weekend. The top auction location today is Glen Waverley with 19 auctions, followed by Doncaster East with 17, Craigieburn and Brunswick both with 16 auctions each. So, yeah, the buyer activity that's there at the moment, there's still plenty of buyers coming through, but we're feeling like that the competitive tension has just slipped down a price point a little bit, and it will be very interesting to see what the RBA do next week with interest rates, because I feel like another rate hike could not only hit the hip pocket but also the confidence of buyers.
Mm-hmm. If we all jumped into a TARDIS, fellas, and went back 20 years ago, would we have seen Aberfeldy top the auction results, and yet here we are?
No, we wouldn't, and we don't often see it even in today's market, but 17 Beaver Street in Aberfeldy, sold by Joe Zucco, was just a magnificent home, a Victorian home on a corner block of around about a quarter acre, just as impressive inside as it was out, a four-bedroom home that had been beautifully renovated, outside an extensive barbecue, kitchen al fresco, solar heater pool, a basketball court, which is becoming, you know, quite popular with families at the moment, also had a 10-car basement garage. It had 40 buyers that went through the auction, 4 to 5 that had registered to bid, and this one sold for $4.9 million, which was above the quoted range. Sold to someone moving back into the area that grew up there and had moved away and now came back to the special property.
Moved away, made a mozza, and back they come and bought the plum house in the suburb. What was top apartment, Ben?
4B Pleasant Street in Bentley. Costa Meseratis from Jealous Craig sold this property. A four-bedroom townhouse, one of two on the block, contemporary two-storey home, but not new and certainly not a high-end finish in my view, but it had a fantastic floor plan. It was in an excellent location, so it attracted a lot of buyers. This had 57 groups go through. It also had really strong competition after being quoted $1,350,000 to $1,450,000. It sold under the hammer for $1,520,000.
Great. And the bargain house didn't need to go to auction, as it turns out, Ben.
No, this price point type of product in the market at the moment still performing very well. Anything under $400,000 for a house within 40 minutes of town is pretty good going. This one at 18 Wentworth Road in Melton South, sold by Jane Carberry from First National in Melton. And it was a little four-bedroom red brick home, so you don't get a lot of those under four. This one sold for $370,000. No surprises, had 11 offers on the property.
Good on you, and bring us home with the bargain apartment, Ben.
16 at 6 Newman Avenue in Carnegie, or Carnegie, as we like to say. This is a little one-bedroom apartment, sold for $293,000.
Reedy, lovely work. We'll see you again next week. No, I'm going to call you Ben. I think I prefer Ben. Next week, Reedy?
Yep. See you then.
See you then. Ben Reed from Ian Reed Buyer and Vendor Advocates. Let's get an Olympic update.